And with Georgia's All-American quarterback, I'm Jay Black. One day away now from the SEC Championship game here on WSB between number 6 Georgia and second-ranked Auburn. And Z, does anybody have an advantage when it comes to game planning for a rematch?
No, you know, I don't believe so. I think both teams will have a lot to learn coming off of the first tape. I think the team that has lost may have a slight advantage only because teams that come out and win, you would expect that they were going to go back and deploy some of the things that they previously did. And teams that struggled a little bit know what worked well against them. So they're going to plan for that a little bit more. So the winning team may be at a slight disadvantage, but both teams will have a lot that they will pick up and learn from the first game.
What changes do you expect to see from Georgia from 3 weeks ago?
I think we know a couple of things, first and foremost. On the offensive side of the ball, we know we've got to get the football out of Jake Fromm's hands, so a lot of things on time, but I do expect us to throw the football, especially early downs, understanding how tough it's going to be to run against this Auburn defense. And on the defensive side of the ball, we've just got to be more physical and maintain the edge. Keep Kerryon Johnson or whomever is running the football contained and allow your support to get there. One of the things that I do expect to see from our defense is you know, potentially a little bit more pressure and force Kerryon Johnson, who's a little bit banged up, to take on contact on every single play, force him to make as much contact as possible.
What is Auburn's weakness?
They are a great football team. I don't think there's any question about that. They've had some weaknesses throughout the year in their return game. So the opportunity to pick up some big returns, we did it in the first game. On the offensive side of the ball, they're running the football well. They're throwing it pretty efficiently. On the defensive side of the ball, they're shutting down the run and they're getting to the quarterback. So it's a complete team. What we can't go out and do is hurt ourselves with silly penalties, lose momentum because of that. We've got to go play our best game because we don't have many weaknesses either when we play at our best.
What is the biggest key for the Dogs tomorrow?
I think a couple of things. Obviously, controlling the line of scrimmage is very key. On the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball, if we could just keep the line of scrimmage at a stalemate, we have to win on the outside. We have to be able to go man against this Auburn receiving core and keep them in our sights, keep them in our grasp, and not let space get in between us and us and them. And on the offensive side of the ball, we've got to be able to separate on the outside as well. If we can go throw the football, create that space, it will open up lanes to run the football, assuming that this Auburn team is going to be as tough as they were initially at the line of scrimmage. Got to win on the outside.
All right, thank you, Z, and we'll catch up with you again tonight at 7 o'clock for our SEC Championship preview show. Tailgate begins at noon tomorrow. Kickoff from Mercedes-Benz Stadium is at 4 here on the home of the Dogs, WSB.